Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Images of the Past returns to In the Moment. Today, we welcome Gary Enright back for a look at stagecoaches in South Dakota. Gary Enright is director of the 1881 Courthouse Museum in Custer. Gary, thanks for being here. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having me. And I've been looking forward to this.
Us too. How has the summer season in Custer been?
Well, I'll tell you, we had one of the best Julys that we've had in history, and the rest of the months all did pretty well too, and they kept up with previous history of attendees, of people coming to the museum, so we actually are very pleased.
Excellent. All right, let's talk a little bit about the legendary stagecoach. What is it about stagecoaches that still kind of captures our imaginations?
Well, I just think it was one of those unique and colorful forms of transportation, and it just appeals to everybody. And when we pull out one of our stagecoaches that we have in storage here at the museum, the kids all want to climb on it, and I mean, it's just fun. Everybody just seems to be attracted to it. And so we've sort of launched an ambitious program of bringing more exposure to the public about stagecoaches and that form of travel.
All right. So when I hear stagecoach, I think uncomfortable. So tell us a little bit about what it was like to ride in one of these things.
It's truly documented because somebody had the good sense to take several pictures of loaded stagecoaches. And you would think there's a stagecoach is a wagon that's enclosed. And if you look inside of a stagecoach, it looks like four people could sit there rather comfortably. In fact, I've seen pictures where they had more than 12 people on top of the stagecoach. And so it actually is funny, and you wonder how in the world did they hang on for 200 miles if they were going from one place to another.
So. Yeah. How important is the stagecoach to Black Hills history?
Well, that was one of the main forms of transportation for the gold industry, for the mining industry. The people who discovered gold, particularly in the Deadwood area, they had sizable amounts of gold, and that was the safest way to ship that product out of the Black Hills down to Cheyenne, Wyoming, and then on to Denver, so that it could be cashed in by the companies that had all of the big gold mines. And so for that reason, it was very important. And then coming into the Black Hills, not everybody had teams of horses and wagons and all this sort of thing, but they still wanted to come to the Black Hills to search for gold and do whatever they planned to do in their careers. And so they would get on the stagecoach, and it would cost them something around $25 to $30 to go from Cheyenne, Wyoming to Deadwood, South Dakota, for instance.
Hmm. All right, tell me a little bit about this project that you're undertaking, because it is a complex one.
Yes. Well, there was a ranch established southwest of Custer, what is now Custer. At the time, in 1874, Custer was incorporated as a town, and it was the first town in the Black Hills. And right after that, people started to come in saying, well, if there's a town there, they're going to need supplies, they're going to need timber, they're going to need all of these products. And some of them came in with a herd of cattle and said, they got to eat, and so they're going to buy my product. And so a man named Joseph Humphreys came to the southern Black Hills to establish a ranch. And he located that ranch in one of the most beautiful areas of the Black Hills, which is Pleasant Valley, which is just southwest of Custer. And he set up a cattle ranch, and it was in a beautiful area, and it was easy riding from the south and from the north, and there wasn't big cliffs or anything involved in it. So he set up a ranch on a very appealing area. Well, the owner of the Cheyenne Stagecoach Company at the time came and talked to him and says, I want to run a stagecoach between Cheyenne through Custer and up to Deadwood. And if you will sign on as a stagecoach stop. We'll pay you rather handsomely for providing horses to be changed on the stagecoach, for providing meals, providing sleeping accommodations, and all that sort of thing. So Mr. Humphreys built some log cabins, set them on his ranch, and for several years, 11, I believe, he operated a stagecoach stop in the southern Black Hills on the Cheyenne-Custer-Deadwood stagecoach route.
And you're looking at relocating some of this so that people have a little better access to it?
That's true. Because it is sort of off the beaten path of tourists, they pretty much stay to the main highways and so on, and you don't see tourists going off into the rural areas, so to speak. And we talked to the heirs of Mr. Humphreys, who were two young men in their early 30s, and they were willing to donate to us at the museum all of the pictures and paraphernalia and antiquities and all of the things that related to their great-great-great-grandfather's establishing of that ranch. And while we were talking, we got the idea that maybe we could take one of those log cabins and move it to Custer, put it on the grounds of the 1881 Courthouse Museum, and we would bring the stagecoaches to the public that wanted to see history. And we have a stagecoach that is from that era, and we're going to put that cabin, which is 14 by 20 feet, and we're going to put right beside it, we're going to put a stagecoach so people can come along, and we will have signs and information and materials for them to really get a feel and see and reach out and touch the history of the Black Hills.
Wow. What kind of interpretive work needs to be done? You probably have most of what you need, and then you figure out how to condense it down so people can get as much as the story. How does that work?
Basically, that's what we're going to do. And one of the first things we had to do, of course, was to jump through the bureaucrat hoops in order to get this done. The county commissioners voted unanimously to do this. Next week, I meet with the city, assuring the city council that we're not going to have business in this this cabin. It's going to be a display, just like the other displays here at the museum. So all of that has to be done, and it won't take but a few minutes of their time to approve it. But we're looking forward to this because we get so many questions about those aspects of pioneer times in the Black Hills. And we think that if they can see it, feel it, touch it, go in, take a look at the paraphernalia that was used during those eras. And we have some rather humorous things that we can share with them. One of them is that we know of three very famous people who actually had stayed in one of those cabins. We don't know which one, but we do know. And one of those people was Theodore Roosevelt, when he was still a rancher in western North Dakota. He used to come down, and he palled around with his friend Seth Bullock, who was one of the outstanding lawmen of the Black Hills back in the day. Well, both Seth Bullock and Teddy Roosevelt have stayed in one of these cabins. We hope we can identify which one, but we don't know.
Gary,
then the third person.
Oh, okay. It's about 30 seconds left. Yeah.
Who came there was Jesse James. Now, we don't think he stayed there the same nights that the other two did, but we do believe that Jesse James actually did stay in one of those cabins.
Gary Enright, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you back. We'll see you next time.
I will look forward to it.
And you can find pictures and story on our website, sdpb.org/images-of-the-past. Gary Enright is the director of the 1881 Courthouse Museum in Custer. All that work should be done by the opening of the season for visitors in 2019.